a growl. Jorge, come on.
Secondary growl of the day. Greg's is not even participating. Okay, very well.
He busy.
Calm down, John.
I got to be in line with Ireland sometimes.
I was channeling, I was channeling. Day before Thanksgiving, Ramona Shelburne, Clinton Yates were in the building. I'm getting on a red eye tonight to go back to see my family. You are going back to the Valley.
Yep. I'm going back to the Valley.
Going back.
Hey, Clint.
Yes.
I'm going to give you a minute. Because I have an assignment for you.
Okay,
this is one of those. I'm like a
pencil,
mom now. I'm a soccer coach for my 4-year-old.
Oh, right.
I know how to handle assignments.
Right.
Okay. Your assignment is to look up and give us a World Cup recap from today.
Okay. I can do that off the top of my head.
Jorge, something we teased online, the best World Cup songs.
Okay.
You have them right there, right? There's the Shakira song. There's the Ricky Martin song. There's this year's song.
Yes. And there's another song.
We need to get a little World Cup flavor here because I need to get into this. And this is one of those World Cups that actually has games on at good times.
Yeah, viewable times. If you're not a, you know,
it's
a
not
vampire.
Like, a lot of time, I mean, I am a vampire, but I also now get up slightly earlier because I have children. But, like, I think this is World Cup story time.
Yes. Let's call it World Cup story time.
World Cup story time.
You can start with this. With the big CY.
Clinton and I both grew up playing soccer. We're both soccer heads, right? I don't really follow it as much as I used to, but I have been, and this is the one from this year, right?
This is this year?
That's one of them, yeah.
Okay, let's stick with this year as well. We review today's work. Yeah. Yes.
Clinton.
Yes.
Where is the coolest place you have ever seen a World Cup soccer game?
The coolest place I've ever seen a World Cup soccer
game. Coolest viewing experience.
Coolest viewing experience was at a bar in D.C. when the U.S. played Algeria.
Okay.
And it was the game where Landon Donovan scored that goal that sent
them
through.
That was a good
one. After they made that whole thing. I could barely dunk a basketball in high school. I jumped 12 feet when that ball went in.
I'm getting goosebumps you talking about.
I was also there watching it with every single member that was in town of my high school soccer team that I played on, and a lot of members of the girls team too. Like, we got together for that.
Everybody got involved.
We were young enough. We did it. It was fantastic.
My dad was friends with a bunch of international guys growing up.
Well, that's
and he got to be friends with them because they were all like the soccer dads. And so they had a soccer group for many years that they played in called Inter. And it was like, we had guys from Brazil, we had guys from the Middle East.
This is basically all my high school friends.
Fun. And I actually used to play with the dads, and they were good too. Like, I was good enough to play for a little bit, but then I got old. And I didn't want to anymore. But anyway, it was fun for a number of years. And one of them, the Brazilian guy, he would always host great soccer parties.
Yeah.
But by far the coolest place, I had the privilege of being overseas. Oh. On a trip in Italy when Italy won the World Cup.
Okay.
It was a coincidence.
That's
it's not
awesome.
Like I planned it this way. It was like I just took a couple weeks and went to Italy, and Italy just kept going in the tournament. And I was like, wow, we really might be in Rome when Italy wins. If Italy is in the final, we will be in Rome the night of the final. And we were flying out the next morning. And I was like, this has the makings of a peak life experience.
That's incredible.
So my mom, who is not a soccer head at all, but was into the experience of it all, said, okay, where should we go?
Uh-huh.
So we asked around in Rome and we said, where's everyone going to watch this? Like, where are we going to have this communal viewing experience? They said, everyone is going to the Circus Maximus.
Okay.
Can you just, Circus Maximus, where the gladiators had their races, the chariot races. So the entire city of Rome
was
there.
But it's kind of hard to get to that spot. It's in a kind of a weird, anyway, but go on.
It's near the Colosseum area.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I guess that's true.
So you get there really early and you got to be prepared to stand for 12 hours. But we were like, we're doing this.
Wow.
We're doing this.
And you did that.
We did it. And Italy won. They beat France. Do you remember when Italy won?
Yes.
And it was 1-0. And I started, it was, I think they won in PKs. It was like a shootout.
That was a rather controversial finish.
So what happened at the end of this is the entire city is going to party for days.
Right.
And I now realize, oh no, we have to get home somehow.
Yeah.
There's
screwed.
No buses that are, our hotel is really far away. There's no walking there. There's no bus. We're just gonna. If we walk, it's gonna take us 5 hours.
Yeah, you're gonna be. It's gonna.
It's
be an
like walking
trip.
From Santa Monica to Hollywood. It's not close. And I'm like, the whole city's partying, and we're like, oh, we have a flight in the morning.
What'd you do?
We just started walking, and then eventually, I think we got on some subway. Opened
you
up.
Figured something out.
Something happened, but it was it took forever to get home that night. But it was so fun because the entire city's partying. There was literally, I saw three proposals.
Of course.
Like, people just start getting married. They're like, let's get married. If Italy wins the World Cup, we should get married.
That's
let's go.
That was the 2006 final.
Yes.
Made famous by Zizou getting tossed from that match after
Zinedine Zidane.
After headbutting a guy.
That's
you
right.
jog my memory, and I completely forgot about a World Cup viewing experience that was actually in Italy, but we were not watching Italy. I was at a wedding in Italy, and this dude got married on this day.
So cool.
And I remember we were like, bro, hurry up with the ceremony. I don't care if we're in Tuscany. There's a TV in the bar room, and every dude here is going to go watch this England-Russia match if you don't wrap this thing up. And they did. They wrapped it up, and we watched in some Tuscan villa. We watched a World Cup match. A bunch of European dudes, because this guy was English. He was getting married in Italy because a bunch of people lived all over the place. He figured it was just the most central location, and that's where we watched it. That was the most exotic.
I would highly recommend anywhere you are, because the World Cup tends to take place during whenever I would take my
summer
vacation.
Yes.
So I've been overseas for several of these, but never in the country that actually wins it.
Right. That or the host nation.
Right. Like one year I was in Israel. Mm-hmm. Another year I was like in, I think I was in Turkey or something.
Right.
And it was really cool because the whole city will shut down and everybody, every bar, restaurant, whatever. Like, I remember being in Jerusalem and I'm like, where are you guys watching the games? And like every bar, every restaurant has them on.
Everything.
You're just sitting out anywhere watching it all around the world. It's not like that here.
No,
I wish it was. We have some watch parties. What happened today?
I'll tell you this. What happened today is this, but I'll tell you something else. That depending on what city you're in, this is a thing that I like to do, Greg. And this is what I did during the 2010 World Cup, which was, so first of all, I took the first 2 weeks off. Three games a day. I was like, F this. I'm just not doing it. I did it in like January.
You literally took off work.
Took off work for 2 weeks. I was like, all I'm going to do. Because the games were at 7 a.m., 10 a.m., and 2 p.m. So what I would do is I'd watch the 7 a.m.s at my place. There was a bar downstairs from where I lived at the time. I'd literally just walk downstairs for the 10 a.m.s, get kind of drunk for those, come home for lunch, nap, get up, and then go meet somebody.
How old were you?
This was, I mean, it was 2010. This was 12 years ago, so I was around 30. I'm serious.
I was expecting you to be like, I was like, 19.
I was a grown man, and I did this.
Grown man, taking work off.
My girlfriend at the time hated me. She was like, this is the most degenerate thing
you've
ever done.
I like that, though.
Yeah, I was like, screw
this. Real fan.
I was like, I got three games
a day. As Ben Lyons would say, real fan life.
But what we used to do for the last game was I would go to a place that was from one of the cities playing, or one of the countries playing in it. That's the move.
Wow.
You go to the Ghanaian restaurant, or you go to the Brazilian joint, or you go to whatever. That's the way that I did it, so. There's a lot of different ways you can watch World Cup.
Yeah.
I have figured it out. An update on the previous story. I do not have to hang out with my frenemies. We have another party. So that problem has been solved for all of those of you who are worried about that. But
By the way, Pepe Mantilla texted in and he says, I know you're not asking, but my coolest place for a World Cup was in the final in Mexico in 1970 at Azteca Stadium.
Oh,
yeah.
Brazil with Pele beat Italy 4-1.
Whoa.
And then he said, I was much younger, LOL.
Pepe should call in and tell us the story.
If you're in the building, if you're in the building, that's clearly top one.
Oh, yeah.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
I would take calls on this, Greg.
That's
I know
awesome.
We're not a big calls person.
Fine.
But if you have like a really cool peak life experience, World Cup viewing experience,
let's
like you were in Azteca Stadium, Pepe, that's amazing.
877-710 ESPN 877-710-3776. We're getting into World Cup fever. Okay, so Germany lost to Japan to start the day.
That's
today. That was big. It wasn't the craziest upset. I think Japan played the best match of this tournament. Not to get too chalk talky on you, but they've got a very sort of precise style with how they play. You make a mistake, they're going to
bang
you.
Give me some chalk talk. Give me some
chalk
talk.
Well, that is the chalk talk. Like, if you make a mistake against Japan, they are going to make you pay. The U.S. learned this lesson playing their warm-up before they lost 2-0 to Japan and did not have a shot on goal. That's how precise that team plays. That's on both.
I'm into this song right now, by the way.
This is a good song. On the men's and women's side. But
do we have the Shakira song? Can we go?
Hold on. We're going to get to it.
All
we're going to get to it because we're going to do a little
I'm
competition.
So hyped right now.
We're going to do a little competition.
Okay.
Also, Saudi Arabia beat Argentina 10 times bigger upset. That was two days ago.
And what happened to Saudi Arabia afterwards?
They took the day off.
National holiday.
Unbelievable. Which leads you to think what would have happened on the other side if they didn't, but that's fine. It really went well. I'm so glad they won.
That's awesome.
I'm so glad they won that game. Argentina is scrambling, but then again, that's what they do in the World Cup when Messi plays for that team. However, we have gotten to the most important topic of the day,
there's
Momo.
There's some shade there.
We've gotten to the most important topic of the day, Momo, which is the song. The first song that you're playing right now, this is this year's song,
okay.
Right?
It is, yes.
Now, you want to hear the Shakira song? Give me 30, 45 seconds of the Shakira song. Don't love Shakira singing about Africa, but that's fine.
Yeah, okay.
That's fine.
That's exactly what I told Birdman.
That's fine. That's fine. It works
well,
a little.
I mean, she was Shakira, had of her powers. The World Cup was in South Africa.
Right, global superstar. Oh, I get song. It. I like this song. This is a good
this
song.
This was a really good one.
This is a good song. Now,
but my favorite.
Hold on. Second is Ricky Martin.
Yeah. Second.
Second.
Want it. Oh, my God. Do you know how many training sessions I led with this song? Do you really want it? This is like when I'm training in the summertime.
This I know this is your number one.
Number one.
Well, that's my number one,
and
too.
And I get
man.
Why this is your
yep,
number one.
I'm in there, too. That's
and the only
one.
Reason this is not it. My number one is because.
Drown him out.
This song's like every other Ricky Martin song ever made.
Doesn't it's, matter.
That's the only issue I have with it. It's a great song.
Wait, what was the reason?
It sounds like every single Ricky Martin song ever made. Funny guy. Well played.
It kind of does.
But that's
however,
fine. This is before La Vida Loca, by the way.
It really does, yeah.
People do not realize
it
that.
Does
this
sound
song
like every other
preceded
Martin.
La Vida Loca. I can't hear
is this,
you.
Is
Loud.
This from Brazil?
She's saying you're right.
Thank you.
Okay. But she also goes on Twitter and says, earthquake!
Yeah, she does.
Now, the number one song, the song that should have been made for time immemorial into the official World Cup song, is Waving Flag. Thanks. See, you're trying to.
This is a good one.
Waving Flag. This song should be the World
this
Cup song.
This is good.
When you
for
think
all
of
time.
This song, you think of World Cup.
No, I don't.
Yes,
honestly,
you do.
No, I don't.
Don't lie.
Nope, I don't.
Don't lie.
It's
because you're
slow
in Ricky Martin's
no,
back pocket.
No. It's a slow song for World Cup.
That's fine.
It's really
it's,
slow.
It's not a. It's
this
not,
doesn't
it's,
hype me up. This doesn't get me up in the morning to
play?
Watch a
like,
game at 2 in the morning.
You
if I hear that at 2 in the morning.
I'll tell you this.
At 2 in the morning, if I hear this, I'm not hyped up for a soccer game.
So you need to go to other continents then when you watch soccer.
No, I got to go to this right here. That's it.
Yes.
That hypes you up in the morning. At 2 in the morning,
this
that gets you ready for a game.
By this guy,
that should be the World Cup every year.
Before you start bombarding me with other sounds, let me explain something else to you. The reason why Waving Flag, because that's a song, you're right.
It's
not the
song.
Same kind of song that you play
right.
before the game. It's a song you play all day. You just throw it up. You get up first thing in the morning, that's what I'm listening to. I know there's a match later down the day. I can rock that all throughout. Do you really want it? I'm done after hour two on that. I can't
yeah.
go
It's a workout song, though.
Yes, it's a workout
it
song.
It is a workout song.
This is like what you play when people are coming into the building in your home to come watch soccer for fellowship. Oh.
I wish you were on video right now. That's
Anyway, that was terrible. But anyway, if you've got some stories about World Cup, feel free to hit us up. 877-710.
Like
Carlo made a tweet.
3776. Did he? All right, we'll go to the poll. 877-710-ESPN. It's Mason. It's Ireland. Not really. It's Momo. It's Yates. It's ESPN 710.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This song is whack. Okay. This song
I
is
like this song.
Whack.
I like it.
Fun fact, Italy not in the World Cup this year. Just saying that. Just wanted to remind everybody that that's what's going on.
They haven't been the last two, have they?
No, they were certainly in the last one. 877-710-3776, 877-710-ESPN. Mason in Ireland, Momo and Yates. We're talking about World Cup. Let's go to Sacco in Hollywood. Tell us about your best World Cup experience. You're on the air. What's up, man? You're on with Mason in Ireland, Momo and Yates.
Yeah, the best World Cup experience I had was probably the 06 one, like Momo's, in Armenia. The game was, we were hanging out in the center. A bunch of Italian fans, bunch of French fans. Game was great. Unbelievable experience. Party till like 4 a.m. afterwards with a bunch of Italians. Good times.
That is solid. Thank you for the phone call. I mean, again, this is what World Cup is for. is to make memories with your friends. 877-710-3776, 877-710-ESPN. Arthur in Toluca Lake, what up? You're on ESPN 710.
What's up, guys?
What's going on?
Crazy story about the World Cup. The last four World Cups, the country that my parents visited won the World Cup in 2006. It's pretty crazy. So I'm trying to get them to go to Brazil this year so that Brazil and Neymar win one. But they're most likely going to be staying back in the U.S., so maybe the U.S. have a chance this year.
Arthur, what's your typical World Cup setup? What are you doing? Is USA-England a big match for you? What do you got going on this weekend regarding that?
USA England is a big match for me because of the history of the countries and football in general. But I've always been a through and through Brazil fan, so I'm rooting for Brazil all the way.
What do you do when you watch matches? Did you go hang out with the family? Do you go to Brasileiro joints? How do you roll?
I'm actually most likely just going to go to local bar in Studio City and watch the game over there.
Nice.
It'll be the first time in a while, but you know, World Cup for me is the best event, sporting event. I'm a pro athlete myself, so I give football the nod. So I'm going to go watch it in the bar.
Awesome. Appreciate the phone call. Talking World Cup, I'm excited. Now that I've got – so here's what happened.
Did we get you hyped? I think that got us hyped.
I stay hyped. But here's what happened. That little problematica situation that I was describing before, easy for me to say, Jorge, has worked itself out. So I've got a place to watch USA England now, and I can avoid the people I don't want to see. Very excited about this. I can tell people, come one, come all. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Jesse in Inglewood, you're on the air.
What's going on, guys?
What up?
All right. Best experience was actually last World Cup. I lived out in Prague. Me and my ex at the time bought some tickets ahead of time back in like January to go to Croatia.
Okay.
And got everything all-inclusive for like less than $200, including travel, and just happened to be there when they made it to the final.
Whoa!
Wow.
When I tell you, like, you know, I've seen Laker parades and all that.
Yeah.
I have never seen a party like Croatia, a country that small, being
in
the World
Cup.
It was
so small. It was amazing.
Setting buildings on fire. They had, like, the whole week off of work after that. It was wild.
Croatia's, like, the size of what, Santa Monica? Like, I've been there. It's not a big country.
Croatia's the size of Riverside. I mean, what was your like, setup there? Were you outside?
Wow.
Were you at a bar? Were you at a family's house? How'd that go?
No, I was at, like, a beer garden. So it was an area, like, in front of
Dubrovnik or Split?
Yeah, 50,000 people all going wild. Like,
wait, which city? Dubrovnik or Split?
What city were you in?
So the first game when they beat England to get to the final,
yep,
I was in Zagreb, and then I went made my way down to Split when they lost to France in the final. So I got to see both cities.
Cool.
Like, turn up for that.
Thank great. You for the phone call. You see the international flavor we sprinkle on the airwaves here when Momo and I are in the building. We're not just talking about what's going on between El Segundo and Crypto. Shouts to Sliwa.
I'm going to say something very embarrassing. I know the cities in Croatia is because I did go on vacation there.
What's embarrassing about that?
To tour all of the Game of Thrones sites.
What's embarrassing about that? What are we talking about?
Sat on the Iron Throne.
That's a good reason to do it. It's the goodest reason as any.
It was all filmed. I was like, this is where the Iron Throne is.
No shame in the game. 877-710-ESPN. Andrew in L.A., tell us about your best World Cup experience. You're on 710.
Yeah, I had a trip to Europe during 2010 World Cup. Was lucky enough to see USA play England in England.
Oh, cool.
And then ended up in Munich. When Germany beat Argentina.
Cool.
And then went to run with the Bulls in Pamplona and was in Pamplona when Spain won the World Cup.
Whoa. So,
crazy.
Just pretty insane. Every single city over there had a huge viewing party, huge screens. Pretty epic experience.
That's
appreciate
awesome.
That. And I'm glad you're safe after running with the Bulls. That, by the way, is the craziest thing on earth. Can never suggest to anybody to do that. Unless you're like an outgoing D1 athlete that has no plans on playing pro. Do not run with the Bulls. 877-710-ESPN. Nicholas in Woodland Hills. You're on with Momo and Yates on ESPN 710.
What's up, guys? Mine is going to be my best/worst experience.
Okay.
Watching the 2010 Mexico-Argentina game at the Nike Theater, the Ricardo Montalban Theater in Hollywood.
Yeah.
We were the only three Argentinians watching that game. I got hit with a bottle of Tecate from the second floor when we won. So it was the best slash worst.
That is funny. And shouts to the Gabriel Montalban by the way.
Heartbreak.
Great phone call.
Yeah.
That was fantastic.
That was good.
877-710-ESPN. We're talking World Cup because, as you know, we are underway in Qatar. U.S. plays England on Black Friday. Should be a big matchup. Mark in Huntington Beach, you're on with Momo and Yates.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up?
My best moment, 20 years ago, I went to the World Cup in Japan when they hosted it with Korea.
Cool.
Yeah.
Being out there downtown, every single big screen on the walls of the buildings were playing it, and everybody was gathered in the streets. Nobody left.
How old were you at the time of this?
Is this Tokyo? Where were you?
Yeah.
I was in Tokyo. I was in Shibuya.
Cool.
Okay. How old were you at the time of this experience?
It was like going to a New Year's party.
Yeah, it is.
All right, thanks for the phone call. 877-710-ESPN. I tried to get that question in twice, and he missed it. That's
sorry.
Just terrible. Anyway, Adam, you're in L.A. You're on with Momo and Yates. No, Adam? We lost Adam? Oh, well. Anyway, this is the kind of vibrancy that World Cup brings to the world.
Unites the world, man.
This is like the lifeblood of all the people that I
You know what's amazing, too, is like I will know nothing about a team.
Yeah.
Like Poland yesterday.
Sure.
I don't know anything about who's on the Polish team. And I'll get into a team and I'll start watching them. Man, come on, Poland! Let's go! Like, you just get...
it's a different feel. And like, and you know this, Jorge, is that like, I think a lot of people lump in a lot of soccer the same ways because the way it's globalized. But like, club soccer, it's just not the same
thing. No, it's not.
You know what I mean? And people always, oh, you love soccer. Why don't you care about the Premiership? I'm like, because I don't really care for club soccer that much. I like national side soccer. I watch continental tournaments and qualify. Like, to me, it's the highest form of the game, personally. Not in terms of like skill level or all that crap. I'm not getting at that. It's just the most fun, in my personal opinion, is that when people are rooting for their country folk, when dudes are playing for their nation, it's just a different experience. And World Cup provides something that I think most other tournaments just can't. Period.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, there's also a quality of if you're around the world, that's why I would anytime you ever can, go outside of the United States during the World Cup. Doesn't matter where
you
go.
Yep.
You can go anywhere. You can go to like French Guiana. I guarantee you every bar and restaurant is going to have the game on. And they don't even have a team in there. But you're going to watch every game.
There's only one question.
Also, when I travel, I take my Mexico jersey everywhere. I got to take one out of the many that I have.
No matter what?
No matter what, I take one.
Do you know anybody that's at the tournament right now? I think somebody in the circle of trust might be at the tournament. I saw a picture.
Oh.
I can't remember who it is. But
are you allowed in there?
No, bro, I'm not going.
Do you have any more good calls, Greg? Any more World Cup experiences?
There's no chance.
Oh, we can take one.
Take some more.
Let's take a couple more.
Let's go to line one.
Let's go to line one. You're on the air with Momo and Yates, ESPN 710. What's up? You're on the air, buddy.
Hello.
Hey, it's Clinton. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
You're on the air. Tell us about your best World Cup experience.
Well, I got two of them, so I'm Nigerian.
Nice.
We were in the 1994 World Cup.
Yep.
And we had our heart broken by Roberto Baggio and his antics. And then my best moment was in 1998 World Cup, where we beat Spain 3-2 on an amazing goal from, like, you know, outside the box from Sundo Lise. It was like, I was in high school back then. It was amazing. It was crazy times. But, you know, we've been there a couple times and we're not in this one, so it's kind of a bum year for...
How big of a star are those players who scored those goals that you're talking about? Like, do they ever buy dinner?
No, they don't. And they're all European. You know, they're all in the European leagues and all that. But no, those are they're talking about Sunday Olise, Daniel Omokachie, Kano Wankwo, JJ Okocha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for the phone call, brother. Appreciate it.
No worries.
Thanks, man. Thank you. No more phone calls from people whose countries aren't in the World Cup. That includes all Italians. I'm joking. Just messing around. That's a little, humor. Because people get tight.
I get
tight when you start mentioning that their nations aren't actually in it when they're normally used to being there.
I've had to change two of my questions in our World Cup quiz.
Because you forgot?
No, because... people called in and gave it away.
Oh, dagger. Well,
I can change it up. It's okay.
Okay, no. Get to that. Anyway, Well, we'll get to more of that
later. Game of Games. Momo has Game of Games.
Right. But
World Cup themed.
As you know, coverage of the 2022 FIFA World Cup on ESPN LA is presented by Estrella Jalisco. Stay tuned to ESPN LA every night for the Road to the Cup show, hosted by the voice of LAFC, Dave Denham. Dave will give you a deep dive into the World Cup's most exciting matchups, in-depth analysis of the action in Qatar, and all the drama that is FIFA World Cup football. Estrella Jalisco, proud supporters of Team Mexico. Let's cheer them on with an Estrella Jalisco beer in hand. Vamos, Mexico. Drink responsibly. Mason in Ireland, ESPN 710.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Mason in Ireland, Momo and Yates.
Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. 305.
Is this Pitbull?
All the way to Mr. Worldwide.
Yeah, of course it is.
Wait for it.
I got to teach my kid to do this. I got to teach Daniel the ole, ole, ole.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just, you need to download like a World Cup soundtrack.
You know what?
And just start playing it in the house.
I think we're going to do a new tradition now because this is never around this time.
Right.
It's like Thanksgiving World Cup. Weird.
Never, literally,
it's
never
happened. It's usually a
summertime
thing. Yeah. I think we're going to have a Thanksgiving dance party to all the World Cup anthems tomorrow.
Great. Bang. Nice. Tremendous idea. I love this.
Really good idea.
Right?
I love it.
Because Daniel really likes to dance, the 4-year-old. We just like put on some music and we usually put on like oldies. He really likes Harry Belafonte.
Oh, nice.
Day-o.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He likes
he's a big call and response guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of parties, ESPN LA is showing up to a couple places. Mexico, Argentina.
Ooh.
On Saturday. We're going to be out at the Fieldhouse Restaurant and Bar. That's at 555 Hammer Avenue in Norco. Also, for that same game, at Kelly's Sports Pub and Grill, 5402 Philadelphia in Chino. So those two are for Mexico, Argentina, and then later that week for Mexico, Saudi Arabia on Wednesday, Big Al's out in Ontario is where we'll be, and Big's Fullerton in Fullerton. Those are your ESPN LA watch parties.
Just like the caller that called in from the Ricardo Montalban team.
Yeah, by the way, I mean the level of precision on that. Like if you had invited me to that.
Yeah.
Anything if you invite me to in the Ricardo Montalban Theater, I'm going to.
I went to a theater in Hollywood at one point to watch the World Cup final when the Netherlands. Did they win? No. I think they played Spain. Did they lose?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, Nike that one. Had some like big watch party there at some theater in Hollywood. I think it might have been that theater.
Nice.
Okay. The Montalban Theater.
The Montalban.
You have to say it like that.
Ricardo Montalban.
Ricardo Montalban.
Rich Corinthian mother. Rich Corinthian mother. Are we taking more calls, Greg? What are we doing here? No? Okay.
Let's say,
well, whatever.
We can.
We talk plenty about it. I got to tell you about something that I saw last night.
World Cup Wednesday.
I got to tell you about World Cup Wednesday.
That's it is World Cup Wednesday.
So I'm watching TV last night. Remember I told you I dedicated four quarters to the Lakers? There was one time that I broke away and I put the Lakers on the side screen and I went to the main screen. Maybe not one time. It might have happened before, actually, now that I think about it.
I watched both NBA games last night.
Yeah, I think it was actually during
the Simmons game, the Ben Simmons return game, and the Lakers game.
I think it was during the Sixers game. Good story, by the way, on Ben. That was excellent. But there was, you know, nothing abnormal. There was a car chase, you know, a pursuit, excuse me, on television. And I'm watching this, and you know how sometimes you get there, like, in the middle, and you're kind of like, oh, this dude just kind of putting along. Like, why are we watching this? But then they'll cut in with highlights. Dude. Watch this for 5 minutes. By the time I get it to the main, the first thing this guy did after he got on the chopper cam was he let three guys out of the car, like immediately, like pulled over. Three guys just ran into the woods.
That's a good friend.
Which is a new like thing I've seen a lot of in this. And I was dang, all right, those guys are gone. See you later. He proceeds to go into traffic. He turns and goes the wrong way. You know how there's sometimes an incline to the curve around where you'll get onto a freeway? He just busted down the incline, skipping between two lanes.
Wow.
Going the wrong way.
Very dangerous.
Extremely dangerous. The sun is, is down at this point. It's nighttime, yeah. You know. And so, meaning there's a lot of more blind turns. He goes down that. He gets his way into whatever traffic. He's kind of speeding. He's moving pretty quickly. He's just operating dangerously. It's not that bad. Then he gets stuck in bumper-to-bumper traffic.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, it's screwed for this guy. It's over. But the traffic was so bad, they couldn't find him. They couldn't get to his actual vehicle. So the chopper was just on him, which was funny to watch. They're doing all the speculating you got to do, which is, by the way, is the worst gig in TV when you have to just randomly speculate about what some criminal might be doing.
Right.
When they're driving down the road. Who knows what's going on? And then he breaks out of it. And I'm thinking, okay, well, they've got him in the open road now. Surely we're a pit maneuver away or some sort of blockade from getting this human off the road. Nope. He evades a couple other guys, goes into a neighborhood, does a bit that you only see in the movies, keeps the thing in drive, and he's angled himself in such a way, Greg, that you don't even really see him get out of the car. The only reason you know that he's not in the vehicle is because the vehicle crashes into a tree with the door open. And next thing you know, poof, gone. Dude
gone.
Did not get caught. And in the entire time they're showing the neighborhood, at this point they've gone to a different level of commentary moment. They're like, man, this is a heck of a show after dinner, am I right? You know what I mean? Because, like, the cops are all over your neighborhood. Some guy's in some guy's basement who they can't find, and there's a news chopper overhead. I was like, wow, that really, I can't remember the neighborhood. That really must be weird. Point is, though, during the search for the main assailant, we're just going to call him that.
Yeah.
They didn't find the other three guys either. All four of them got away.
Yeah,
straight up.
Good.
Happy holidays.
Well, because I think the cops have to make a choice. That's
well,
good.
Right. I didn't mind that. I mean, listen, do I think every single person who ever ensues in a car pursuit should be hauled off to the highest letter of the law? No, actually, I don't. But live TV, four guys got away. I was like, all right, good for you guys. You guys are going to have a great Thanksgiving, presuming that, you know, you don't tell anybody.
Nobody ever gets away in those things.
Not really, bro.
Especially once they get the cameras on you.
Doesn't happen often. I was pretty
impressed.
You know
what, though? Okay, so we have a fair amount of police helicopters that go over our neighborhood. I don't know why.
Sure.
Pretty nice area.
Right.
I don't know why they're flying there.
Whatever.
Anyway, we have a couple months ago, I'm like home with a very little baby. So at this point, it's like really annoying when the choppers are overhead.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's loud, it's waking the baby up. What's going on? It's Saturday night. And I'm like, what is going on that we have this chopper hovering over the neighborhood for like 20 minutes? Like, is this, I mean, and I'm checking next door. I'm checking the Facebook group.
You didn't go to Twitter, hopefully. Greg might get
upset. No, I didn't go to Twitter for this. Because it was like very specialized, right? Like, so, like, I go in that we have, like, there's, like, a Facebook group and there's a next door group.
All the
group,
neighborhood
all
stuff.
All the neighborhood stuff. And I'm like, what is going on? Anybody know what's going on? It's been, like, a half hour that they were having. We didn't get any answers that night. It was, like, at least a half hour that the chopper was so low it feels like it's going to land in my backyard.
Yeah.
Like that.
Helipad.
Turns out it was just some stupid party. And, like, they're just trying to break up the party. But, it, like, apparently there's a big house up there that it becomes a party house sometime.
Right, like a
it's
TikToker.
A big, and it's like an Airbnb that you can rent out, and it's like really nice.
I've been to these.
And there may have been, yeah, and it was like that kind of a house, and there was a big thing. And somebody reported shots fired, but I don't think there were.
It was just. Somebody went to go
like
to sleep.
Like a half hour. Was this worth it?
Was it you? No, I'm joking.
Was this worth the police resources and the disruption to my Saturday night with my little baby? Half hour of the loud chopper. Just let him go.
Yeah. Let him party.
I don't care.
Let him party.
It's just a party.
Right. What are we doing?
Like, what's happening here?
The chopper situation.
It feels like a bit much. Like, just let him go. It's not that big a deal.
It's one of those things, too, where, like, I feel like you've got to justify the use of a chopper.
Right.
If you've got enough, and this place has
so many
helicopters.
Yeah, when we have, like, a fire. Like, the other day, there was a small plane that crashed into the side of the hillside, and it was a fire, and it was a windy day, and I was like, send all the choppers now.
Right.
Because we need the fire drop and helicopters, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the water drop. But, like, it's just breaking up a party. You just woke half the neighborhood up.
But also, like, what do you do? Like, what do you do, Greg? If you're at a party and suddenly a chopper's got a spotlight on you.
And it literally, they were saying, like, it's time to go home now. Leave the premises. Leave now. Like, you could hear him on the speaker.
Wow. That's like,
come on.
Empire level Star Wars.
It really
nonsense.
Was.
Yeah. Two options. You either run and get out of there as fast as humanly possible, or you just kind of keep going.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
I don't.
You're just gonna be like, hey, what's up, man?
Like, yeah, like, what are you going to do? Repel down the chopper or shoot me? Like, that seems like a really non-cost-efficient way of doing anything when it comes to parties.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, these dudes got away. And I kind of, you know, like, I kind of don't mind when guys get away.
Isn't the only move to kind of go into a big parking structure?
So I watch a lot of these because this is an interest of mine.
Because they're great?
They're fantastic. I mean, especially when they don't end poorly.
Uh-huh.
I've seen people go in the malls and kind of get away. The mall is where I would go. if I was ever in a pursuit. And I don't necessarily mean only if I was driving, because I would never drive a pursuit, but if I found myself in a situation, let's just say me and Greg are coming back from, I don't know, Keyshawn's, and we ended up getting, you know, chased by the police, I'd be like, go to the mall and I'll see you
almost
later.
Happened.
I'd be like, go to the mall, we'll figure it out later. That's where I would go. This guy didn't do that. He went like Scooby-Doo style into a dark neighborhood and just ditched the car and was never found. I was like, how does that happen?
Pretty good.
How can you lose that guy? Felt terrible for the officers, but what are you going to do?
I know, but it's like all the pressure's on the officers now.
Should be.
I mean, now you got to get him.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you can see a guy on TV.
You're like on TV and the choppers are out. Like, you got to go get that guy.
Couldn't find him.
And what if it turned out he just stole something from the 7-Eleven?
Well, I don't think it was that.
I feel like this needs to be like real violent crime.
This is a great theme song to be playing. This totally distracted me. The four guys all were wearing all black. And the car was stolen. So I think that they were on a job.
They did all that for a stolen car.
No. I think they might have been on a job. Okay. And then once they got caught, it was like, well, screw it. We're all getting out of here. Because he just let the car go flying into a tree.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
And then was just never found again. Is that how you do it?
I mean, just let the car go.
Yeah, well, that's what he did. It worked out.
Flee into the neighborhood.
I was very impressed. That's all I'm saying.
It is good.
That's a fact.
So...
Greg, you totally came in with the "that's a fact" on the wrong beat.
Whatever, I thought that's where it was.
At least we got the gummy bears. If you hit that, and it was like, nope.
Damn. Perfect segue. By the way, there will be quite a few Scooby snacks for your boy over the course of Thanksgiving weekend. Just saying. Thank you. Coming up, we got Game of Games. It is Momo's game. If you have not figured out what the theme of the game is going to be, then you can wave your flag. I'm Clinton. She's Ramona. It's Mason and Ireland on ESPN 710. All right. Welcome to Game of Games. Mason and Ireland, Momo and Yates. Who do we got with us?
Love Boat.
Cappy, what's up, baby? How you doing?
CY.
Yes.
When Game of Games is over, Ramona, good to see you today.
You too.
When Game of Games is over, we have to talk about your Friday football dilemma.
Okay. We can talk that later. The dilemma has been solved, right. But I'm glad you were listening during that portion. Because you know how that is, Scott. You know how that is. Anyway.
I do.
Let's get to Game of Games. It is Momo's game. Who's keeping score?
Oh, I can keep score.
Thanks, Greg. We're in the double situation now. What's the whole setup? Well, Greg's doing that. It's worth 2 points today. Is there a score book or scorecard I should be reading off of?
There is a scoreboard. I can tell you exactly
Greg
what it is.
Greg just freestyling
right now.
The entire second half of the show.
Okay, I got it. You know, want me to do it for you?
I got it. Right. I have four. Jacob has four. Ireland has three. Mason has two. Pepe has two. And Jorge has one.
I have zero.
Momo has
I've played
none.
Twice.
I know. Me
and
too.
Momo's doing the game.
Big CY, ever since you told Bergman that you had not read his rundown, that was it. He checked out on you.
You know what, though? I'm going to, like, defend Greg a little bit. Greg has been working, like, four jobs this week.
Yes, that's very
Everybody's
true.
Thank you, Momo.
Okay, I got you.
Quite a chaotic holiday
week. I understand how that is, because I work four jobs all the time, too. So
okay,
it's like,
Momo, what do we got?
We are doing World Cup trivia.
Hey!
Okay, some of these, and this is multiple choice, so everybody has a chance. All right? Multiple choice. Ready? Number one. We have, by the way, we have 9 questions and a tiebreaker if we need it.
Wow, robust.
Yeah, I know. I did some work. Okay. This is what happens when I finish a story and I have some time.
Right, okay.
All right. Who is the oldest player in this year's World Cup? Is it A, Lionel Messi, B, Cristiano Ronaldo, C, Dani Alves, or D, Alfredo Talavera? Clinton, first.
I'll say C.
Dani Alves. Jorge.
I'll go with D.
Okay. Greg?
I'm with Jorge, D.
And Cappy.
Messi.
Those of you who said D, Alfredo Talavera.
40-year-old goalkeeper from Mexico.
That's right.
I thought the dude who played like left back for Canada was older, but that's a whole
other thing. Yeah, Alfredo Talavera is 40 years old.
Yes. Wow.
And he was great, too.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
Wow.
Now, I am going to name some capital cities. These are capital cities of countries that are in the World Cup. One of them is not.
Okay.
Is that clear?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to name capital cities of countries that are in the World Cup. You have to tell me the one that is not.
Okay.
All right? 4 choices. A, Montevideo. B, Lisbon. C, Bogota. D, Madrid. Which one is not in the World Cup?
What was the first one?
Montevideo.
You don't even know where that is. No.
Lisbon, Bogota, or Madrid.
Greg, is it mine?
And first is Jorge.
Bogota.
Greg.
Montevideo.
Clinton.
Bogota.
And Cappy.
Montevideo.
Just say Montevideo, dog.
That's okay. What I heard.
Montevideo is the capital of Uruguay, and Uruguay is in this year's
Los
World
Uruguayos!
But Bogota and Colombia is
right.
Not.
Colombia is not in?
No.
Nope.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Very rare non.
I had to change that one on the fly because somebody, the first question was actually Rome. Yeah. But, yeah. Okay,
all right. Jorge has two, Clinton and Greg have one, Cappy not there yet.
Okay, now I'm going to name capital cities. You tell me which one of these countries is in the World Cup.
Okay.
Okay? So all of these countries are not in except one. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A, Moscow. B, Santiago. C, Dakar. Or D, Stockholm. Which one of these countries is actually in the World Cup? Greg is first. Moscow, Santiago, Dakar, or Stockholm?
Oh, wow. It's either B or C. I'm going to say Dakar.
Okay. Clinton.
Dang. A, Moscow.
Okay. It's Cappy.
I think also Dakar.
Noir.
Cappy, you are so unintentionally
the countries
funny.
Approach okay. The equator. Your the car. Level of knowledge Dracar. About these just
your car.
So good.
Dives off a cliff.
And Jorge.
That's going to be B, Santiago.
The correct answer is Dakar.
Oh,
yeah. Senegal is Cappy. In the World Cup. Russia, Chile, and Sweden are not.
Never mind. I was guessing, I was guessing the opposite thing.
She
my
was
bad.
Very clear.
I'm
that
an idiot. No, I'm an idiot.
The World
Cup. Because the only reason I didn't guess it, I was like, oh, they're in, so I'm not guessing.
Okay, Greg,
that.
Give us a score check. That was stupid. Score check. Who got that one?
Jorge and Greg and Cappy got that.
I just totally played myself because I made a face when you said that. I was like, duh. Obviously, Senegal's in. Okay.
So Jorge 2, Greg 2. Cap 1, Clinton 1.
I was terrible on my part.
Which of these players has appeared in the most World Cup games? Johan Cruyff, Diego Maradona, Lothar Matthäus, or Antonio Carvajal? I believe this one is Clinton first.
It's all time.
Of these choices, mm-hmm. Johan Cruyff, Diego Maradona, Lothar Matthäus, I don't know how to say it, it's German.
Matthäus.
Yep.
Or Antonio Carvajal.
C from the Mannschaft.
Okay. Jorge is next.
I'll go D, Carvajal.
Greg?
Carvajal.
And Cappy?
Diego Maradona.
Should have gone with Carvajal!
Yes!
Hey, nice job, Jorge.
I am still reeling
not
from,
you at all.
From misunderstanding that last question like a total dunce.
The most games, not the I most really World went Cups. Slow and explained
no,
that.
No, I mean the previous one. I know. Oh, you explained that twice.
It was a
twice,
tricky question.
And then I just
it was tricky because you had to also know, because it would be too easy if I just told you
I
the
laughed
country.
Out loud when Greg said the exact right answer because I completely misunderstood it. Yeah. I am a fool. Anyway,
okay.
Go on.
Essam El Hadari of Egypt is the oldest player ever in a World Cup game. How old was he? 52, 50, 47, or 45? First up is Jorge.
What are the numbers again?
52, 50, 47, 45.
52.
Greg.
It was 52, 50?
52, 50, 47, or 45?
50 on the dot.
All right.
C,
47.
Just guessing the first letter
Cappy?
Of my name now.
Just because everybody's taking A, B, or no, C, B, C, and D, I'll take A. That makes sense?
No. Nope.
Did I just have a
just
moment?
Pick one, A,
just
B, C,
pick
bro.
One. Yeah.
52, 50, 47, or 45?
Oh, I mean D, 47.
That D is 45. It's right.
45 is what I mean.
Scott, you're not
the,
playing no
with
more,
the,
bro.
With the mass confusion attack.
The correct answer is 45.
Cappy gets it.
Cappy gets it. I don't even want to give him credit. Yeah.
Saying the number's wrong, the letter's wrong, right. Doesn't matter.
Partial credit at best. At best.
All right. Here are some facts about Qatar. All of them but one is true, so you have to spot the outlier.
I'm already out because I'm psyched out. I'm like,
all of these
I blew
are true.
It last time.
All of these are true except one. Tell me which one is not true.
We're looking for the false thing.
Yes. Correct.
Okay.
Ready? Qatar has no forests. Only 12% of the population are Qataris. 75% of the country lives in Doha, the capital city. And the last one, the governing family has been in power since 1868. I think it's Greg first.
Wait, the question is which one is not true?
Which one is not true?
Kind of confusing.
It's not that confusing. A, again, is
he complained.
No forests. B, 12% of the population are Qataris, only 12%. C, 75% live in the capital city of Doha. Or D, the governing power family has been in power since 1868. Which one is false?
I'm going to say the 12% are Qatari because you changed the numbers.
Well, there's a number in the fourth question to answer, too.
No, I'm just
okay.
saying
all right.
That's what I think for that one.
Okay. So the next one would be Cappy.
I agree, 12%.
Okay. Clinton?
I think it's B, and I think it's lower than that.
And Jorge?
12%.
None of you guys are correct. The correct one is the one that said 75% of the country lives in Doha. It's actually 99%.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Wow.
Very well. So
99% of the country lives in the capital city.
So it says 12% of the people are...
Only 12% of the population are Qatar.
I thought it was lower than that. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. So, right, by the way,
I mean,
Greg
I'm way out.
12% is pretty low. Okay. All right,
Greg 3, Jorge 3, Cappy 2, Clinton 1.
All right. After their defeat to Uruguay in the World Cup, the deciding match of the tournament... What did Brazil? Oh, this is in 1950. Okay?
Yes.
After the defeat to Uruguay in 1950, what did Brazil do to change their luck before the next World Cup? A. Brought back none of the starters. B. Changed their uniform from all white to green and yellow. C. Their manager Flavio Costa never managed the team again. Or D. A national day of mourning was declared. First up to answer is Cappy.
D.
A national day of mourning. Next, Jorge.
They changed their uniforms.
Clinton?
Yeah. B, sorry.
Yeah, I'm saying Greg, the uniforms.
That is the correct answer. They that's changed like their uniforms.
That's like where that came from.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
No, no. Okay, look at you guys real quick.
Yeah. How many do you have left?
I have two left.
Okay, and a tiebreaker. Okay. Oh,
who was the first Asian team to progress beyond the first round of the World Cup? Japan, South Korea, North Korea, or Malaysia? This one is Jorge first.
Japan.
This is the first Asian team.
Uh-huh.
There have been others, but the first one.
Years would help here, but that's...
No, I can't give you years.
Know,
it's
that's
too easy.
Too much
so what was the list again? Sorry.
Japan, South Korea, North Korea, or Malaysia?
Japan.
Okay.
Clinton? I got to go first because I'm here. So I'll go... I'm going to say South Korea.
Okay.
I think it's Japan.
And Cappy.
Malaysia.
Okay. None of you guys are correct.
Oh,
it's actually North Korea, and they beat Italy in 1966.
Wow.
All right.
So
last one. Give me the count.
It's Jorge 4, Greg 4, Cappy 2, Clinton 2. So it's between Jorge and Greg.
All right. Ooh, ready? This is a great last question. Are you ready?
Okay. Ready. I'll go something different.
This is from 1962. Who's going to answer first? Who wants to? Greg or Jorge?
Doesn't matter.
All right. What was the unfortunate consequence for England striker Jimmy Graves when he collected a stray dog during England's quarterfinal with Brazil? A. The dog bit him. B. Graves injured his hamstring and had to be substituted. C. The dog urinated on his shirt. D. Graves was booked.
I'm going to go with what was B?
Graves injured his hamstring and had to be substituted.
I'm going to go with that one.
Okay. And Jorge?
He got booked.
Neither of you are correct.
Oh, so it's a tiebreaker. Oh.
Do you want to take another guess?
No, what's the tiebreaker?
We could actually do another
guess.
I'm saying
urinate on the jersey.
You're not in it.
what's the tiebreaker?
Yeah. Miroslav Klose has the most goals in World Cup history. Closest without going over wins.
Okay.
Jorge. I went first last.
Close. Oh, you know what? I'm not going to say without going over. Just closest.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll
Let me
say...
put in on this.
Because obviously not a huge number.
No, I also know the number. So I would I think I know the number.
20.
Okay. Greg?
Let's see if I got it right. 21.
Jorge wins.
Yeah!
16.
Yeah, I thought, what's his jersey number?
Nice job, Jorge.
You're in it!
I put in some work on that.
You did, Ramona. That's impressive.
That's game of
good.
Games.
That was a good game.
Game of games is, of course, powered by Call Jacob. Winning matters. That's why after an accident, you have to go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB.
And Cappy, by the way, you were right. The dog urinated on his shirt. That was the consequence.
Good.
Cappy was right.
I think it's time for Super Cross Up, so hit the sound.
KSPN AM 710 Los Angeles. KRDC AM 1110 Pasadena, Los Angeles.
K256CX 99.1 FM Pasadena, Los Angeles.
It's the greatest segment in LA sports radio history. Radio history.
Oh my God.
When the shows come together for magic on the radio.
It will only grow stronger. Super Crosstalk.
Are we ready for Sedano and Kaff to join Mason in Ireland?
Super Crosstalk begins.
Super Crosstalk, presented by Coors Light. Coors Light, made to chill.
It's time for Super Crosstalk.
Oh man, you got the megaphone, the mini phone out.
By the way, can I give Ramona a lot of props for saying Uruguay?
Uruguay,
right?
Montevideo, Uruguay. Yeah, that was well done.
Why don't you not give her props? Why don't you give her flowers?
I will give her her flowers.
I know that discussion.
What's
you guys
up, Sedano? How you doing?
How would you have done on that World Cup quiz, George?
I did okay. I don't know if I mean, I don't know. I knew a few of them. I knew this. I only caught it when you were talking about the Brazil loss to Uruguay.
Yeah.
That's when I jumped in. So I knew that one. I knew they changed the uniforms. Okay. They were all white before that.
That's right.
Right. Yeah. That was the big deal. That they painted the stadium, too. It was the whole thing.
Hey,
yeah,
so speaking of the World Cup, George, did you hear about Clinton's issues?
I don't know. What are Clinton's issues?
Okay, so here's what's happening.
Today's issues.
The short version, right. Yes, today's
issues. Because there are other issues,
myriad,
but just today.
But the short version is that Thanksgiving dovetailing with World Cup is creating a bad situation in which the typical sort of friend reunion is taking over what would be the World Cup partying with the tighter core of people. And
right.
So the tighter core of people who live back where I live have invited all of the loose ends people that I'd have no interest in seeing when I'm actually watching World Cup. And I'm like, do I show up and kind of blow up the spot, or do I just start a side faction and just go do it somewhere else? I've settled on the latter, and a friend came to my aid. But
wait,
I do want to know Kathy's thoughts
more
on this.
There's more to it, though. There's more to it. Ramona asked a very good question. Why do you not want to go and be around these loose end people?
Mainly it's because there are various characters from in and around the dating circles of various friends of mine who I don't see with any regularity, who are half the reason why I moved out of that damn city. And I just don't want to be around these people when I'm doing something I actually like and actually care about. You know how it is. Somebody dates into your friend crew, and the next thing you know, that friend person leaves and that person is still in the crew. And then you don't really like them, but they're around all the time and you can't be crappy to them because you've known them in nice ways and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
There's a lot of those characters that are going to be involved with this particular party where I'm just like, I don't really necessarily want to see you. You know what I mean? And I certainly don't want to have to waste my time catching up with you when I'm trying to watch soccer with the guys on my soccer team, you know what I mean, who cared about this.
You know what it reminds me of, Clinton?
Yes.
Cobra Kai season 5.
Little Cobra Kai element here. Definitely an element of that.
You're like the wife going back to her hometown in Ohio, and like random chicks from high school at the bar are like, what was it that we used to call you?
Yes, and it's not that.
And then they get into a bar fight with the random chicks,
like,
at the 40-something moms at the bar.
I don't want to run into like one of my buddy's exes who I know was a scumbag, but everybody's convinced is nice or whatever. You know what I mean? There's 3 or 4 to 5 to 6 people on this potential list of humans that might show up. Happy, and that's what I'm just trying to avoid.
So hold on. So I just want to make sure I'm clear on this now. Okay, I'm looking for clarity, George, at this moment. Okay,
this is Kaplan setting up his shot like LeBron.
Yeah. So here's what I'm getting. There's a female who have
more than one males and females. Yes.
Okay. Who have wronged somebody that you prefer to be with. So your friend got wronged by somebody who's going to be there. You know the story. You may be the only person there who knows the story, and you don't want to be phony to this person who screwed over your friend.
There's like that times 3 plus a Z-axis because it's a small group of friends, and we all known each other for 20 years. So, yes, that's basically what it is.
All right. After plus 3, you lost me on the math.
Well, what I mean is that, like, certain people there are people that you know for reasons that aren't just that. You know, maybe somebody worked with somebody or whatever. You know what I mean? It's just social connections.
It's kind of like when you have a hit TV show and they all have to date each other, and then when it's like 7 seasons in, you're like, wait, remember in season 3 when Brenda dated David Silver?
Yes.
And you're like, what?
This love is, David Silver.
Right. That didn't actually happen, but I'm just saying, like, there's so many layers upon layers of like bad relationships that broke up seasons ago.
That's a great way to put it. And here's the real issue, Sedano. Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with this function happening. I just don't need it around my World Cup when I'm actually trying to pay attention to the game.
So hold on. Right. So you're saying that if it wasn't a World Cup game, which is something that you want to focus on, and this was just a get-together of these people, you would suck it up and be around these people.
Oh,
but
no.
It's a World Cup.
No, you would actually skip it all together.
I would skip it all together because the half of the people there that I genuinely want to see, I could see elsewhere for other reasons. In this particular case, USA England, big deal. International school, everybody comes together for World Cup. This is what we do. You know what I'm saying? It just happens to dovetail when all sorts of people are going to be in town, and it can't really self-select the same way. You see what I mean?
Is there a little more to the story, though, about you showing up at a sports bar owned by somebody that you know, but if you show up at a sports bar...
There's an element of that. Yeah.
What's the issue if you show up?
Big CY shows up at a sports bar in D.C. during World Cup, it can cause a little different wave on the beach, if you will.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I'll see you guys later.
Bye,
later.
Homie.
Which
bye.
Is first fine. Break. But that's also not what I want to deal with either.
What do you mean? If the big CY shows up at a sports bar in D.C., What do you mean? What happens?
Television's Clinton Yates is known to cause a bit of a social stir every once in a while when I show up in town and people don't know I'm going to be there and I'm with all my cool friends. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
I'm only half joking, but what I'm saying is that I just don't want to deal with the catching up with people who I don't otherwise care about. That's the main thing.
So if you show up at a sports bar in D.C. for a game, everybody finds out you're there. Now it's like, what, you don't call?
Yeah, you're in town? The social battery suddenly drains much more quickly.
Okay, so then you get guilted. Male-on-male guilt, huh?
Yeah, or whoever. You know, but you know what
this
I'm talking about
feel like
here.
A little male-on-male guilt.
I'm not trying to...
Oh, my God. What this feels like is a lot of drama.
Yeah, it feels like a lot of drama.
I went to a small private school. There's a lot of drama. That's just what it is. Welcome
to DC. Is it Sidwell Friends?
No, it's not Sidwell. My sister went there. But anyway, my point is that I was trying to figure out...
I was going
to
make a Sidwell Friends, not Friends joke.
I was trying to figure out...
So let me ask you a question.
Okay. Yes,
who gets the more buzz when they walk into the sports bar in D.C.? You or Juan Soto?
Juan Soto? Are you kidding me? You think Juan Soto would waste his time slumming at a sports bar?
Obama.
Malia's out here with designer bags in L.A. This is why I make a big deal, because nobody
cool is actually
hanging out in a bar in D.C. watching sports.
How about
sports.
Sasha? Yeah.
Sasha's great.
Chelsea ever go back to the sports bar?
Fun story, in high school, Chelsea Clinton and I were in high school at the same time, and when we go to house parties...
Did you stalk her like I did at
Stanford?
No,
listen. The Secret Service would be at our high school parties, and you'd be getting banged out, you'd be taking pictures of them because they can't really do anything.
Yeah.
That was a fun part of the experience.
Yeah, they're kind of like, what's the guards outside of the
Buckingham
Kingdom?
Palace. Yeah,
Buckingham
exactly.
Palace.
They always wore Abercrombie and Fitch, but they were like clearly 10 years older than everyone.
Right.
And you're like,
it was funny. So anyway, my conundrum, Scott, has been lifted because a buddy of mine is throwing a thing that is semi-private but in a public place. That was the other part of this, is that my previous plans sort of fell through, so I was obligated to sort of opt into something else. It doesn't matter. It's solved. I'll be home tomorrow. Happy holidays.
Okay. There you go. Yeah. Solved.
Yeah. So I'm happy about that. Thank you for letting me talk that out.
Yeah, I'm glad we talked that out, because I was driving around earlier. And, you know, Ramona talked something out with me yesterday about the Starbucks app that I feel...
Oh, I want to know what happened.
Is there an update?
There's really no update. I still haven't installed it.
Okay, so I thought that was why you brought it up. Okay.
No. He'll bring it up 6,000 more times.
It. Okay. Because the next time I want to hear about it, Cap, is when you use
it. I've actually used it. Yeah.
And then it's changed your life.
Okay. Yeah. Clinton, do you use the Starbucks app?
I do not, but I used to date a girl who used it all the time, and she was really good at it, and I would recommend it.
Yeah,
I would recommend it. I don't go to Starbucks enough to use
the Starbucks app is the only reason I'm able to eat lunch today because of my wallet gate.
Well, I would almost, if I was drinking that much Starbucks, I would absolutely get it for the LA Live Starbucks, because that place is a madhouse at all times.
So, George, did you hear my conundrum this morning, right as I was getting ready to go?
No, I was in the car for a second. I heard you talking about losing your phone and going back to some place and grabbing
it. I'll tell you the very short version. The very short version is I had the morning off, so I took my four-year-old to the donut shop.
Okay.
This was nuts.
And we had, he orders the one with the sprinkles. I get the apple fritter. It's a nice, hour activity.
Right.
I go home. We're playing. I get ready to go to the station. I go, where is my purse? I have my phone and my keys, but I don't know where my purse is.
Oh no.
And I'm like, where did I go? Is it in the car? We're tearing apart the car. It's probably underneath something. No. I have two phones though, George. So I get out the Find My iPhone app.
Yeah.
And I look for where the Find My iPhone is, like, hey, maybe I'll make it play the sound.
Yep.
And the phone is at the donut shop.
Oh,
I can
boy.
See it.
Oh, now yeah. Which phone is this? Is this
the
work phone?
The work phone.
Oh,
so my personal phone with all the numbers and all the good stuff, at least I have that one. Okay?
Right.
But, it's all in the cloud, so I would be in trouble if somebody got a hold of that.
Right.
Anyway, I go and I'm like pinging it. I'm like, the sound's going on. I call it. No one answers. But I can see where it is because it's on the location service.
How far away is it from your house?
3.5 miles.
Okay.
So Nevin hops in the car, and I got to get to the station. We got the show.
Right. We're
on the clock. Like, it's getting up on it. Like, I need to leave probably by 11:45 to get here at about 12:30, 12:40, and it's now getting close to noon. And I'm like, where's my phone? What am I going to do? So Nevin goes, I'll go to the donut store. You go to work and just keep calling it, and I'll look. It's got to be at the donut store, because we called them, and they said they don't have it, which means that it's somewhere on the patio or whatever.
So
we get over there, and he gets over there, can't find it. But then on the Find My iPhone app, I can see that it's on the move.
Oh.
But very slowly on the move, which means somebody has it and they're walking.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, Nev, I think it's in the Del Taco. Like on the app, it looks like whoever has it's in the Del Taco.
Wow.
So Nevin goes
in. So
Nev
is going in. Yeah. Like, he's going in.
And how do you handle this, right? Like, clearly somebody has my phone. It's on the move.
Yeah.
And he goes in there and he goes, has anybody seen a red purse? My wife was here a little while ago and left her red purse with the phone and blah, blah. And the lady goes, some guy was just in here with a red
Dropped
purse.
Dropped a dime on him.
Yeah. So Nev goes outside.
Ratted him
she
out.
Goes, why don't you go look by the dumpster and see if he's out, see if it's out there. He might have dumped it. And Nev goes out there and the guy was still there with the red purse.
No.
Yes. And Nevin says, oh, did you, that my wife lost a red purse. He goes, oh yeah, I just found it by the donut shop. So like he kind of tried to play it off like he wasn't stealing it. Okay.
Right.
Like,
right.
Clearly if he was total good Samaritan, he would have just handed it into the donut shop.
Cause right. Of course.
Quit, right.
But, did Nevin feel that there was a potential physical altercation about to go down?
But the guy was like kind of cool about it. So he just said, oh yeah, here you go. And Nevin looks in there. Oh, thanks, man. I'll give you a little reward. So he looks in my purse to like, how much money do I have to give this guy to say thank you? Mm-hmm. $7.
Oh. Yeah.
Is that the number that was actually in there?
That's all that was in there.
Okay. Not like, what was left in there.
Couldn't even buy a Starbucks frap. With that money.
You could probably get one.
But potentially that phone could have a lot of information there. You know what I'm saying?
And everything else in the purse. $7
in the purse. Yeah. It's more about the phone and who's in the phone.
Right, but I don't think he had gotten that far.
Right.
Like, I think he probably just looked in the wall and was like, dang, man, $7?
Because that's the thing about
cash on
he's going to throw it out.
I also have that fear of losing my phone. Yeah. If somebody can unlock it, I'm like, oh, man, there's going to be a lot of numbers in there.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. But it was like we got it back. I was like halfway down here, and Nevin's like, "I got it back."
This Nevin,
it was a good story.
This Nevin is such
he's
a mensch.
He's a mensch.
He's a mensch. He's a keeper. Right. And he did it without any physical altercation. It was not awkward. It just he just got it back. He rescued
Jedi mind tricks, baby.
Amazing.
Thank gosh.
And you know, Ramona, just to pick up where one of the things that you were in that story, the details. I swear to you, true story. Never in my life have I had Del Taco until last night. I was driving home.
Wow.
Massive. Insane traffic last night.
Terrible. Okay? It took me forever to get home yesterday.
Right?
Yeah.
Just insanity.
Yeah.
And so I stop at my normal stop because there's this hotel I like to stop at to use the bathroom right in like San Juan Capistrano. And there's a Del Taco across the street. And I go, you know what? I'm going to try it for the first time.
First of all, this is all a lie.
No,
you had Del Taco at the 710 softball game.
No, that is
one of the listeners came up and delivered tacos.
That's 100%
true. So I'll let it ride.
100%
true. But I'm just letting you know, we both, because I was standing right next to you, and we both ate Del Taco.
I know, and it was because I was supposed to bring you some Del Taco, and I didn't.
Yes, and a listener came through with it.
1,000% accurate, Clinton Yates. 1,000% accurate. I've never been to a Del Taco. I've never gone and bought Del Taco.
Fair enough.
He got you on a technicality there.
Right, and the only time I'd ever had Del Taco was that day. And it was good that day. So I got Del Taco. Oh my God, Del Taco's
it's
fire!
Good.
Del Taco,
it's really good.
I like Del Taco because they've got the plant based tacos too.
Oh.
George, no!
You cannot say that.
No, yeah. I had these
That's
regular
not
chicken
you admit
tacos.
Out loud.
No, right. I do. I like it. I love the
George,
plant.
George, have,
as a matter of fact. Beyond Burgers tonight at the Sedano House.
Oh, yeah, I'm down with that. But
George.
Tacos is a different matter. I like them because they're hard taco
is
shells.
Is losing street credibility
their hard
right
taco
now
shells
this?
Stay intact when they're actually delivered. That's critical.
No, I'm not losing street cred because I actually am the one that says on the show, well, Laura agrees with me. Like why would you ever go to any fast food place if you want real tacos?
But well,
if
you would.
If you're on the run and need like drive through stuff, I'd much rather do Del Taco
but I'm
perhaps another famous taco place.
Yes.
But George, the line at the Del Taco in San Juan Capistrano is like stopping at an In-N-Out. I'm like, this is my first time ever here. I'm like, what's going on here? Yeah. Like, what the hell? And I looked at my clock. It took like 20 minutes.
Everything
well, but
took
that
a long
just
time
depends.
Yesterday.
It's also
I was like 7 o'clock.
Was this
yesterday.
Today?
I left here at 4.
Wow. This was yesterday.
It was terrible. What's it going to be like today?
Yeah, it's Thanksgiving week. Like today,
that's the deal.
I picked up Mateo from preschool with Aria, and they wanted McDonald's, and I went and I stood in line at drive-through McDonald's for 25 minutes. It was McDonald's.
At least you guys weren't at Honey Baked, so you know you guys.
Oh really?
Well, I've seen that.
Who goes to Honey Baked the day before Thanksgiving?
No, nobody. Nobody that's smart goes the day before.
Right? You mean the ham like keeps a while.
Seven
you can
days,
order
baby.
That and
Seven
get it on
days.
Monday. And be
How
just
different
fine
is
on
the
Thursday.
Honey Baked versus the Costco? Can I get a real sense here? The Honey Baked. Versus the Costco Honey Baked. How different is it?
It's there's a difference.
Big difference?
People
like worth waiting in line for?
Yes. I mean, clearly.
The Costco's better?
No, the Honey Baked.
Honey Baked's really good.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Super Crosstalk brought to you by Coors Light. Keeping Southern California chill all season long. Have a great show. Happy Thanksgiving, y'all. Looking
See ya. Have a Thanksgiving.
Wave your flag.
Yeah, right on.
Wave your flag. ESPN 710.